Justice Kagan has the opinion of the court this morning in case 2321, Harrow versus Department of Defense.
This case began when the Department of Defense furloughed a longtime employee named Stuart Harrow for 6 days. Harrow challenged the furlough before the Merit Systems Protection Board, an agency that exists to resolve federal employment disputes. For various reasons, it took the board over 5 years to issue a decision. But at long last, the board denied Harrow's claim. It said the furlough was regrettable, but not unlawful. Under federal law, Harrow could appeal that decision to the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. But there's a time limit for seeking appellate review. Harrow was supposed to have filed a notice of appeal within 60 days of the board's decision. He didn't. He missed the deadline by a couple of months. But he told the court that he had a pretty good excuse. During the more than 5 years he waited for a board decision, his work email address changed, and eventually his old address stopped forwarding to his new one. So when the board sent notice of its decision to the email address it had on file, which was the old one, Harrow never got the message. He learned about the decision only after the 60-day deadline had come and gone from a search he did of the board's website. The question in this case is, how strict is that 60-day deadline? Is it a hard and fast rule, or can a court excuse the rule for good reasons? The Federal Circuit thought it couldn't excuse the rule for any reason, no matter how good. The rule, the court said, was jurisdictional. That means a violation of the rule deprives a court of all power to hear a case. Today, we reject that view. Hundreds of rules governing the litigation process are written in absolute terms. They say things like, a person shall file in this court, shall file by this date, shall file these particular documents. But those rules are usually not as strict as they seem. When Congress enacts them, it does so against a long-standing principle that a court may excuse noncompliance for equitable reasons. So we generally treat even mandatory-sounding requirements as allowing equitable exceptions. That is almost always true for time limits. It's true that some rules, which we label jurisdictional, cannot be forgiven because they deprive a court of all power to hear a case. But we won't treat a court as jurisdictional unless Congress makes quite clear that it is. For that to happen, Congress has to speak in terms of a court's jurisdiction or a court's authority or a court's power. A simple time limit telling a litigant he has to file within a set, within a set number of days does not do that. And there is nothing special about this time limit, the one Harrow missed. It does not speak to the power of the court. It merely tells a litigant when he has to file. The government has a complicated argument to the contrary involving a cross-reference to a different law which does set out the Federal Circuit's jurisdiction. In the opinion, we explain why that argument is wrong. Suffice it to say here that there is a high bar to finding a procedural rule jurisdictional, and the government does not come close to clearing it. So the Federal Circuit has more authority than it thought to excuse Harrow's lateness, and that court should now address whether to do so. The opinion of the court is unanimous.